This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Welcome, conservatives. And liberals are listening to the program. The converted liberals, congratulations to you who have, you know, bitten the bullet. Congratulations to liberals, leftists, who listen to this program, because you will find sanity here. And it may hurt a little bit at first. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I know you listen, and I'm not going to soft shoe it for you. Some of these things will be a little hurtful, but once you let it sink in and you accept the gift that's been given to you, you're going to find out life improves dramatically. Life as a conservative is amazing. Particularly those who aren't sanctimonious, like the way you guys, the left, describe us to be. If you are not sanctimonious, if you understand that there by the grace of God go I, that I'm a flawed human being, and because of my flaws, I get the opportunity to move closer to what I believe is our higher being that we should emulate. And guess what? It exists inside of you. You understand the perfection inside of yourself. And there's two of us. There's a duality of man. There's the man that we really want to be, and there's the man that we are. And I'm using man figuratively. It can be woman as well. And as you conservatives know, I explain things a lot for the leftists because they're idiots, okay? So don't feel bad if it sounds like I'm not speaking to you. I'm speaking to the idiots, the morons on the left. And I know they're not going to like this, and they start turning off the radio now, but they'll turn it back on. Don't worry. They cannot get enough of this. Those that come over understand that this is tough love. They even write to me sometimes and go, Kevin, I get mad when you call me a stupid. I got to admit, I was pretty stupid to be a leftist. Yeah, you're right. You were. Those of you who still are, that are in transition, and we'll come up, let's come up with a term like transgender, transpolitical. Let's come up, TPs, the TPs, whatever they are. Let's come up with a term for them, because they're transforming. But when they finally figure out that, you know what, we are not perfect, we don't try to be perfect, but I want to go back to the duality of who you are. There's the you, and there's the you you'd like to be. The reality of you and the perfect you. And the problem with conservatives is that gap is, though it's small in terms of who you are and who you present, it's a smaller gap than liberals. Who they are and who they present, it is so wide, it is the Grand Canyon, okay? For you, it's a small stream, jumping across a small stream. Sometimes that stream may be 20 feet across, and you cannot jump it, Carl Lewis. Don't even try. But if you can bring that stream closer and closer together, you're able to jump it. And you're never going to make it meet up. That's not going to happen, because you're a flawed human being, and you'll be flawed until the day you die. And on your deathbed, you should say, Dear Lord, forgive me for all the sins that I haven't accounted for, because I want to come sit at your side one day. That's what you need to do, because you're never going to be perfect. But we're close. We keep our mask and our reality, you know, very close. So all we do every day is we try to move that mask a little bit closer to reality. You want to present who you are and not be embarrassed by it, and be accepted for that. The left will cover it up. Even with more moral relativity, they still won't tell you their deepest, darkest secrets, because they are that vile. I'm just telling you about them. They know it. Don't. If you got one next to you right now, and you're kind of leering at them like, this is what I've been telling you about yourself. This is why I've been trying to get you to listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. Don't feel bad. They may be looking down. They may be looking away. But whatever. They know I'm telling you the truth about them. Oh, we're good, Kevin Jackson. There's the ones, the naysayers, the ones that are listening because they want to go nanny nanny poo poo. I don't care. Go nanny nanny poo poo. I know who you are. Don't try to convince me otherwise because I've run into enough of you in my many, many years on this earth. Know exactly who you are. As we say in the vernacular, I clocked you the minute I saw you. So don't get mad. You clocked Hillary Clinton. You clocked Barack Obama. You clocked Susan Rice's entire administration because you're smart people. You know what to look for. I don't know what your background is, conservatives, but you know when you're getting sold a bill of goods. And we've been sold a bill of goods by the left. They got sold. We tried to tell them. We were like, you know what? Psst, Barack Obama's not all y'all want to. Oh, yes, he is. He's amazing. Yeah, well, 1,080 Democrat seats later, how amazing is he? In 2018, they're going to get their butts kicked again. Disregard polls on how Trump's job performance is, what people think about him, whatever. Folks, it is all lies by the left trying to prop up their little propaganda game. Good for you, folks. Good luck with that. See how it worked out for you on November the 8th of 2016? It's going to be worse. November 2018. I don't know the date. What's the date of the election? You know it? I don't know it. It's going to be bad for the left. I know that. That much I know. Hey. So I'm looking forward to the outcome of the Russian special counsel investigation into the Russians, which of course is going to backfire on the left. I'm looking forward to it all. Bring it on. So what are we going to talk about this hour? We're going to talk about Al Sharpton, who says he knows why Hillary Clinton lost. You guys aware of this? He knows. Did you know? I think I know. Should we wait on Al? Y'all want to hear what Al has to say? 6 months after Hillary Clinton lost to Trump in the presidential election, and we're still listening to people explain it to us. And Al Sharpton is just chiming in. And he explained, this was in a podcast. He was on with Ben Smith. He says, Clinton lost to Trump because she took her political base for granted and didn't work for the votes of the grassroots progressives who awarded Barack Obama two successful presidential contests. There's a lot of reasons Hillary lost. Everybody's like, oh, Sharpton is so profound. There's nothing profound about that. She didn't bring her base. She didn't energize the base. Let me tell you what I told people. I said, Hillary Clinton will not get black people to vote for her. They don't care about cankles. Let me just say, what did people think that Hillary Clinton was going to? What was she? Was she magical? Was she a leprechaun that put a spell on black people? No, they tolerated her because she was part of Obama's team, but she wasn't bringing anybody out. They knew that. So Sharpton said she should have worked harder in that base. Hillary Clinton could have thrown barbecues with malt liquor parties at both of her homes in New York or wherever they are at these million-dollar mansions, and no, more black people were not going to vote for her. I already knew it. That's why I told you she was going to lose. I'd already polled black folks, and I knew what was going to happen. Short break, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Al Sharpton says Hillary could have won had she mobilized grassroots progressives. What grassroots progressives? Name them. The Coffee Party, Occupy Wall Street, Black Lives Matter. What grassroots progressive is he talking about? The only grassroots in this country is Tea Party. And that sucks right now because of the leadership. I'm changing it. Tea Party community will change that. But it's not going to come from Jenny Beth Martin or any of these so-called leaders of the Tea Party. That's done. What's going to change it is a whole new direction of doers, people that are willing to back up the conservative movement. By the way, people who are willing to tout the conservative movement. The conservative movement needs a wingman who is freaking Thor, carries the hammer of Thor, but also is Superman and the Man of Steel. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that is impervious to the attacks. That's what it needs. And I've been vying for it by trying to go along to get along with all these people, and they wouldn't do it. Why? Because they're afraid. The money. They were making money. Jenny Beth Martin makes hundreds of thousands of dollars a year making money. That's what it was about. Riding a movement, making money, people giving their $5, $10 donations, thinking that these guys are moving the needle. They weren't moving the needle. I'm just being honest with you. And I catch heat from Tea Party people from time to time. Kevin, you Jenny Beth Martin, she's a good girl. She might be the very best. I don't know anything about her personally, but as a leader of the Tea Party, she sucks. That's just that. You don't have to believe it. I know it to be true. Anyway, I'm talking about Sharpton. He's giving his advice on why Hillary lost, as if we need to know more of the theories or care. Hillary lost because she was a bad candidate. That was the first and foremost. They don't really like to say that. She was a bad candidate. Now, not only was she a bad candidate in her disposition, in her attitude, and her record, she was a bad candidate because even when they told her what to do, she wouldn't do it. And Sharpton says she needed to reach out to the black folks. Now, she lost by narrow margins in key states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, which, of course, they didn't think Trump was going to win. They didn't even think he was going to win Florida. And according to Sharpton, if Clinton had worked to earn the vote and mobilize the black communities and other minority groups in those states, he would have likely been president today and not Donald Trump. Well, I mean, yeah, if a frog had wings, would he bust his butt jumping? We all realize that there are many things that could have been done. I don't believe Hillary Clinton's campaigning was going to move the needle. In fact, I think the strategy of the left, and some of them will admit this, was to keep Hillary Clinton out of public view. Hillary Clinton was sick. She still is. If she was struggling just to keep awake, it means she was Ginsburg half the time. I saw pictures of her where, seriously, I thought they were going to have to hydrate her on the fly. Something metal fell. You remember that when she almost fainted with the secrets? Oh, she had the flu and all this other stuff. Then we get her body double. I don't know if it was her body double or whoever it was. It was just two ugly women, whatever, for my all intents and purposes. But at the end of the day, Hillary Clinton was too sick. She couldn't make campaign appearances. She didn't have the energy, as Trump said, and she lost. And it was mostly her fault. You can blame incremental this, incremental that. It wasn't going to be enough to win. Trump would have upped his game. End of story. But Sharpton says her mistake was she didn't mobilize in the black community. What does she need to do? What was she going to do? She's going to hit more churches? She hit a church. I don't remember where it was. It was in a city, Baltimore. I think it was Baltimore or Pennsylvania. Somewhere in Baltimore or somewhere, or maybe the city of Baltimore or the state of Pennsylvania. I don't know which city in Pennsylvania. But she went to a black church. And if 100 people were in that church, I'd be shocked. And that included all her folks. Remember the events? Hillary got nothing. Like I said, Hillary could have put a barbecue together, brought in break dancers. I mean, even the Jay-Z concert they threw for her, people came to it and left. They didn't want to hear her. They were politicked out. And you know why they were politicked out? Because of Barack Obama. Barack Obama took the energy of 2008 it was a tsunami of energy, a hurricane of energy. He took that energy and it just, that's where that energy went. Right out of the balloon. He let the air out. Who let the air out? Who? Barack Obama did. That's who. So Sharpton says, she could have mobilized black people. She could have mobilized black people in New York, around the country. No, she couldn't. There was nothing Hillary Clinton was going to do that was going to make a difference. Here's what he says. We had one of the biggest gatherings of black charlatans, ministers, and all at the convention in Philadelphia, right? They're all there. Mark Morial is there from the Urban League. The head of the NAACP is there. It was a racist fest if there ever was one, folks. I added that. They didn't put that in there. He says, how do you not have Mrs. Clinton come by? These are the people that get your vote out. That's your base. You lost Michigan by what, 15, 20,000 votes? You could have got that if you mobilized two housing projects or three churches. That's what Bruce Sharpton said. All you had to do was pay a brother. But Clinton never touched them, Sharpton said. Didn't want nothing to do with them black folks, with Negro dialects or otherwise. And Sharpton went on to explain the two strategies that Clinton's campaign could have employed in 2016. Says either reach out to Appalachia blue-collar workers and stop identity politics, or embrace the new Democratic Party that had twice elected Obama. Those were her two choices. You reach out to white folks or in Appalachia, or you follow the course of Barack Obama and you get the, quote, progressive blacks. You took your base for granted. Sharpton added. that wasn't too bad, Sharpton, right there. My producers are like, you're getting closer. Never identified. She never identified with those in identity politics, which led to the lowest turnout among the black community in decades. I told you people, y'all were like, oh no, I'm so scared. And I was like, hey, don't be that scared.
I'm so dumb.
Y'all were hyperventilating. I said, black people don't like Hillary Clinton. They ain't coming out to vote for that chick.
Yeah, they will. You know, you're black people, Kevin.
Whoa. Did you just go there? Oh, I'm giving you the evil eye. Now, nobody said that. But black people were concerned that the black vote. Oh, Hillary. And even the pundits. Hillary will get the black vote. She'll get the black vote. And I'm going, no, she ain't. She ain't getting the black vote. Black people don't care about Hillary. He said, she would call me. She came to my convention. But they never engaged us in the campaign. How do you decide that those who were the part that helped President Obama, all of a sudden you're going to flip the script and bring back your friends from the 90s whose Rolodex is outdated? That's what Sharpton said. Whatever.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
I had to go see my father recently. It's always a little dicey when I see my dad. My dad used to think I was gay when I was in college, you know, because I went to art school. It's kind of a red flag, let's be honest. I remember I called him once from college and I was like, hey, Dad, I've met someone at school. I'd love for you to meet them. And I could tell he was confused. He's like, well, that's great, Kevin. What's this human being's name there? And I'm like, oh, her name's Jennifer. And when we got to his house, it was so cute. There were all these signs that said, it's a girl, and there was balloons. So,
welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I think I told you guys a story about the school that, an all-girls school that now allows transgender people in. If you were if you're a man who's becoming a woman, then you could enter the school because it technically would still be an all-girls school. And they're now $9 million in debt, enrollment way down, because the people are going, it's no longer an all-girls school. It's a girls and transsexual school. And look, I have a problem with transsexuals. They got to go to school. But they can go to state college or whatever. And all girls school means I know I'm a girl. That's the end of the story. I'm a biological girl, and I want to have that experience. I don't know why a girl would want to do that, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, I don't get it. It's like blacks who want to go to an all black school. Why? It makes no sense to me. But if you want to do it, do it. But do it at your own peril. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is new term for sex reassignment surgery. And let me just say this up front. God wasn't good enough when he assigned some people their sexes. That's essentially what the world is saying. And here's what's interesting about the people that have gender issues. Hermaphrodites, whatever. And I get it. If you're a hermaphrodite, you got to make a choice. Somebody's got to make that choice for you. You got to make it at some point. Understood. And that's just a totally freak of nature kind of thing. And I'm not calling them freaks. I'm just saying that's an anomaly in the gender roles. But if you decide you're going to switch over, you have to ask yourself, what was the meaning of your life? Because I don't believe God makes mistakes. So what was the reason that God made you have to deal with that issue? And I think when somebody says, you know what, I'm going to fight that issue, and just go ahead and do something that I want to personally do, I think that you sort of mess things up for yourself. It's like Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner may think that he's shining a light on transgenderism or whatever, but God made him a man for a reason. Now, if Bruce had said, you know what? I've always felt like a woman. I know that sounds strange, being a good athlete and a decathlete and probably the envy of many men for a lot of reasons. But I've always felt this way. I'm not going to do anything about it, but I want to make it known that I understand the plight of transsexuals because I feel that way. How do you think Bruce would be taken? I understand there would be people that would go, Bruce, you got to be kidding. But he says, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding at all. You know, I only haven't taken the step to become a transsexual because I feel like God's giving me a platform to express myself. There may be other men feeling this way. And I just want you to understand, you don't have to become transsexuals. You can deal with your issue by just saying, you know what? I don't feel like a man. And I know that sounds strange. And you know what? I would be much more, and I accept whatever Jenner decides to do. I don't care one way or the other. It doesn't impact me. But the way that they go about doing it, I feel like they miss the calling. And maybe I'm wrong. I'm not going to admit, you know, I mean, I can admit that I don't have any answers to all of this. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is because of this reassignment surgery. There's a more politically correct term that's now being used by the media that's going to replace the tried and true sex reassignment surgery. You guys remember this used to be called sex change operations. That you say, yeah, he had a sex change operation. Or she had a sex change operation. Then it became, no, it's sex reassignment surgery. So God didn't assign them right. So they're going to reassign them. Now they've got a new mind-blowing phrase that you got to hear. Check it out. Gender confirmation surgery. And here's what's interesting, most interesting to me, is it came from nowhere. Sex change operation went out of vogue. Do you even know when it went out of vogue? Sex reassignment surgery. That's the only way the media writes about it. Everybody is on that talking point. That's how leftism does it. So, sexual reassignment surgery is now gender confirmation surgery. And this guy writes, seemingly inherent in this latest euphemistic incarnation is the ever-growing notion that we can choose not only what gender we'd like to be, but we can also up the truth ante with respect to transgender pursuits. Incidentally, some synonyms of confirmation include corroboration, verification, proof, testimony, endorsement, authentication, and evidence. The use of gender confirmation surgery looks to be a trend within the media landscape. And here's where it gets really interesting, folks. Huffington Post headline. California killer. First U.S. inmate to have state-funded gender confirmation surgery. Teen Vogue headline. Transgender teenager documented her gender confirmation surgery. CBS headline. How to pay for expensive gender confirmation surgery. Washington Post. VA considers gender confirmation surgery for veterans. Now, that should scare the living daylights out of you. Number one, that they're mainstreaming gender confirmation, which is nothing more than transsexual. It's a freak of nature. You can call, no matter how you slice it, it is a freak of nature for somebody to say, you know what? I don't like the thing that God, you know, the gender that God gave me. I'm going to change it. You know, by the way, everybody will accept it. And in fact, I want you to pay for it. That's crazy. NBC News story. She said she has been on hormone replacement therapy since 2013 and repeatedly tried to get gender confirmation surgery in the past. When did this? I'm telling you, folks, if you're not paying attention to the nuances, you're missing it. This is the fight. If this becomes the norm, then anybody can confirm. What about racial confirmation therapy? Dolezal, she can have racial confirmation therapy, ergo become black just because she thinks she's black. Are you paying attention to the nonsensical things that we are talking about today that you never would have talked about in your life? Pay attention. CNN article. Just 33% of trans people report undergoing some form of gender confirmation surgery. Now let's recap. Huffington Post, Teen Vogue, CBS News, Washington Post, NBC News, CNN. That's as mainstream as it gets, folks. And as for the origin of the term, there was a Huffington Post piece by a plastic surgeon by the name of Lauren Schechter in which he asked, gender confirmation surgery, what's in a name? Now, we've chronicled the renaming, if you will, by the left of everything. Things you can and say, can say, cannot say, and who changes it. Articles like this get picked up. There is a group of people. Whenever I tell you guys about Tea Party Community and what we're going to do, this is what we're going to do. There's a person that on the left, there are groups of people that pick up a term, that look at terms and say, we're going to change the way people think about this. They give it some euphemistic name like gender confirmation surgery. Don't think that's haphazard. Don't think for one second all kinds of thought has not gone into what to call this. They have thought this through. When progressives change their name from liberals to progressives, you better know they thought it through. That's what they do. And nothing comes to my head right now about one that they've done, but I bet you one some are circulating through yours where you're like, Kevin, what about this or what about that? What I'm telling you folks is this is the way it starts. This is how you get words and phrases in where it becomes normal, becomes part of the normal everyday lexicon, and it's brushed off. Nobody even thinks 2 seconds about it. For example, why doesn't Barack Obama use Islamic extremism? For that reason, they'll give it a new term. They'll call it something that it's not, and it'll soften it, and eventually they'll morph it to where you don't even think of them as extremists. They'll call them like, you know, they'll call them the powder puff killed children, and by the end of the day, and you'll be thinking, what? They just bombed 20 people and killed 15, you know, whatever.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And here's what blows me away. This is, I joke about race, but I've been in like intense, I've been in a fight with a black guy. Has any white, this is an astounding statistic. Has any white guy ever been in a fight with a black guy? I don't want to make excuses or sound stereotypical, but my fight happened at night. I was at a disadvantage. There, people. Fighting a black guy at night is kind of like fighting Predator. Just... white guy in the snow, you'll lose. Or a Mexican at dusk. You can barely...
Welcome back, everybody. You want a piece of me? You want a piece of me? You want a piece of this black man you come get? Come over here. Come here. Why am I sounding Italian? Mm-hmm. You want a piece of me, bro? Yeah, you want some of this? You want some of this right here? Yeah, come get this. Come get this right here. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, step, brother. Step. So that's the way we say it. The Italians are like, you want me? You in your wildest freaking dreams, you don't want a piece of my friend? I will knock your head in. You don't even want. Jewish guys will try to talk you out of it. All right, listen, you want a piece? Why would you want a piece? There's no reason to have just a piece of me. I mean, we could all get along here. I mean, you know, if you were to get a piece of me, would I get a piece of you back? Or how does that work? Do we trade? That wasn't too bad of a Woody Allen, huh? Political mudslinging. That's what I want to talk about. That's why I'm asking, do you want a piece of me? I've tried to train many politicians on the art of political mudslinging and doing it with such grace that you could wear a suit. You know what I'm saying? You could say things so vile and so crass, but you say it in such a way that people go, I don't even know that. I actually rather accept his crass statement about me. Apparently, Montana's upcoming special election, Republican Greg Gianforte and Democrat Rob Quist are getting pounded on the airways and in the local papers. I've been getting a lot, all kinds of things from Trey Gowdy going, help my buddy Greg Gianforte. Is it Gianforte or Gianfort? Gianforte, whatever. Sounds like he's an Italian. Help him up in Montana. And I'm thinking, Montana, they have one senator or something who is a Democrat, but it's a pretty much a red state. But anyway, Greg Gianforte is a Republican. Rob Quist is a Democrat. The Democrats are painting Gianforte as an out-of-touch plutocrat with financial ties, get this, to Russia and ISIS. If you want to know where things go and how they try to... They're looking at Russia as something that's bigger than Trump, that it's infiltrating the Republican Party. Look at Montana. Republicans are framing Quist, a musician, as a tax-dodging pothead who skipped out on his debts and performed at a nudist resort. So, some of that, you go, okay, this is bad. Being a musician is not bad. A tax-dodging pothead, that's bad. Skipping out on your debts, that's bad. Performing at a nudist resort, depends on who you ask. I mean, I don't care if he's a musician that performed at a nudist resort. My question might be, did he have to perform in the nude? If that was in the contract, I might ask for a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, other than that, I don't care. Nudists need entertainment. Shoot. I mean, pay enough money. If you want to hear me, I'll get up there with a keyboard and perform at a nudist resort. Kevin Jackson performs. The oldies at a nudist resort. I don't know why it's tickling me so much. I guess me figuring out me in this suit, you know, some monkey suit and my tux, and all these nudists are dancing to me playing Feelings. And me just shaking my head. Feelings. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Feel it. Hey, you, stop feeling it. You're feeling it a little too much there, bro. Oh, man. Anyway, they say the political pros from Kalispell to Washington, D.C. are amazed so little mud seems to stick. And this is what I wanted to get to, besides all the other visuals that I was giving you. They say people are now wondering, is this the new normal? After the bitter 2016 presidential election campaign, avalanche of attacks, sensational revelations against Donald Trump that once would have doomed candidates to defeat. Guys, I got to interject here. This is exactly why there came a point in the evolution of Kevin during the campaign, once we'd selected Trump, that I went, you couldn't have asked for a better candidate. that he's impervious to the nonsense.
He grabbed a woman by the blickety-blick. Oh, so?
He's a billionaire. Let me put it to you this way. Women will line up to get their grabbed by Trump. They will line up. That's like saying, hey, Brad Pitt is going to, you know, do whatever you could conjure up. As devious as it sounds, I guarantee you there will be a line of women, and they won't be chicken heads. This will not be women that you go, oh, well, yeah, Kevin. This ain't, you know, final call at the bar, and you look around, and there's Edna. You know what I'm saying? It ain't that. There will be star-studded, what do they call them? Drop-dead gorgeous women lining up, and all you got to say is, Brad Pitt is going to do blank to you. Boop. You don't have to fill in the blank. Women will line up, bludgeon you with a hammer. I'm in. You know, doesn't matter. Burn you at the stake. Brad's going to do it. Oh, my gosh. That's the way they are on the left. Insert anything in there. Brad Pitt, that you said the magic words. As cool as I think I am, you can't just insert something and women go, Kevin Jacks, oh, my gosh. Hey. No. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, come on, Kev. Don't cut yourself short like that, bro. I know. But yes, I have my limits. So is it the new norm that you can now do this? Well, back to Trump. Trump being a billionaire. You know what happened? Sanity kicked in. People went, so you're trying to tell me that Donald Trump is a misogynist because he's grabbing women, you know, whatever. He made a statement about that. And when he's a billionaire, let me tell you why Hillary Clinton didn't win the black vote. There wasn't a brother on the planet who didn't get it. They were like, Donald Trump can buy as much, you know, nonsense as he wants. He's a billionaire. He gets women throwing themselves at him. If Donald Trump is with Melania, women will throw themselves at him right in front of her face. Don't tell me Donald Trump can't pull. That's what we call it. We call it being able to pull. So he can. And at the base level, people knew that. Women, black women were like, no. There are black women going, if Donald Trump would help me take care of my kids, he could grab mine. I'm telling you what people said, folks. If you want to know why Hillary lost, I'm telling you. So once Trump was able to get down to that level and say, have people going, I don't believe it. No, that's nonsense. That's nonsense. So what he did is he transformed politics to some degree. Now, I don't know that everybody can get away with this, but the minute you start hearing negative stuff, you're like, whatever, shut up. Yeah, and it didn't hurt that he'd beaten up the media as well. See, that's the other ancillary benefit is we marginalize the media. Why do you think these people are taught with these talking points? Donald Trump, Russia, 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 and there's more news from Russia. That's what they have to do. They got to associate him with something. But as I've said, it's all going to backfire. It's going to backfire. Private GOP polling shows the contest for Montana's lone seat in the House of Representatives has tightened slightly in the home stretch. I love how they put that. Let me go ahead and tell you what's going to happen in Montana's election, folks. Greg Gianforte, the Republican, is going to beat Rob Quist soundly. And it won't be enough, because if it's not 100-0, the left is going to spin it as, the race was a lot closer than we thought. That's the spin. So, and by the way, this is a Politico news article that's going, these guys are throwing mud at each other, and it's not sticking, but it's not just Politico that knows this. The left is beginning to see this. The left's playbook is about to get burned. It doesn't work. Bring it on, Alinsky. And the only place it works is against them. That's what scares them.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.